ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासाम् तत्त्वचायम् उदीरयेत् नास्तप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवतः सेवया। भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो चैप्टर 18 टेक्स्ट नंबर 44। तत् आद्या नः पापं उपायति अनामवयम् यं नष्टा नतस्य वासो उरुम्पकात् परस्परं गणन्ति शपन्ति विञ्जते पशुं स्त्रियो तं पुरु दास्यवो जनः तदाद्य न पापम् उपैत्यं न वयम् यनाष्टनतस्य वसो विनुम्पका परस्परं गणन्ति शपन्ति विञ्जते पुषुं स्त्रियोतं पुरुदास्यो वोजना तदाद्यनात् पापम् उपैत्यं नं वयम् यनाष्टनतस्य वसो विनुम्पका परस्परं गणन्ति शपन्ति विञ्चते पुषुं स्त्रियोतं पुरुदास्यो वोजना तदाद्य न पापम् उपैत्यनं वयम् यनाष्टनतस्य वसो विनुम्पकम् परस्परं गणन्ति शपन्ति विञ्जते पशुं स्त्रियोतं पुरुदास्यो वोजना। Madajis. Pashum Sriyotam Purudasho Vojana Tadajana Papa Upajana Yanashta Natasya Vaso Vinumpaka Parasparam Kunti Chapana Vinchate Pashun Sriyotam Purudasyo Vajana.
Tat, for this reason, Adya, from this day, Naha, upon us, Papam, reaction of sin, Upaiti, will overtake, Anam Vayam, disruption, Yat, because Nashta, abolished, Natasya, of the monarch, Vasoho, of wealth, Ulum Pakat, being plundered, Parasparam, between one another, Gananti, will kill, Shapanti, will do harm, Rinjate, will steal, Pasum, animals, Sriyaha, women, Atam, riches, Puru, greatly, Dasyavaha, thieves, Janaha, the mass of people. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Due to the termination of monarchical regimes and the plundering of the people's wealth by rogues and thieves, there will be great social disruptions. People will be killed and injured, and animals and women will be stolen. And for all these sins, we shall be responsible. Purport. The word Naha, we, is very significant in this verse. The sage rightly takes the responsibility of the Brahmanas as the community for curing monarchical government and thus giving an opportunity to the so-called Democrats who are great, who are generally plunderers of the wealth of the state subjects. The so-called Democrats capture the administrative machine without assuming responsibility for the prosperous condition of the citizens. Everyone captures the post for personal gratification. And thus, instead of one king, a number of irresponsible kings grow up to tax the citizens. It is foretold herein that in the absence of good monarchical government, everyone will be the cause of disturbance for others by plundering riches, animals, women, etc. So please repeat. Due to the termination of the monarchical regimes and the plundering of the people's wealth by rogues and thieves, there will be great social disruptions. People will be killed and injured, and animals and women will be stolen. And for all these sins, we shall be responsible. Om Gyana Timinandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Umilitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishtan Stapidan Yena Budare Svayanupa Kadama Hyan Tadati Svam Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padagamanam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Lakunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Satvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Ladita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastude Tapta Kamchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishvane Vishavanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Paditanam Pavanevyo Vaishanevyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhatra Shri Vasade Gora Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Translation again. Due to the termination of the monarchical regime and the plundering of the people's wealth by rogues and thieves, there will be great social disruptions. People will be killed and injured, and animals and women will be stolen. And for all these sins, we shall be responsible. So, this is what exactly happening all over the world now. I just read the news that all over the world, there are so many problems because of the bad leader in the society. So I just list a couple of, you know, problems in different countries. For example, Iraq has been docked by days of protests as thousands of mostly young men have been demonstrating in different parts of the country against corruption, unemployment, and poor public services. Security forces have responded using water cannon, tear gas, live rounds, and rubber bullets. Many protesters have been killed and thousands wounded. So this is what's happening in Iraq now. And also, anti-government protests have rocked Hong Kong for months and the situation shows no sign of dying down. See, Hong Kong's protests started in June against proposals to allow extradition to mainland China. Critics feared this could undermine the city's judicial independence and endanger dissidents. Until 1997, Hong Kong was a British colony, meaning it was controlled by Britain. Since returning to Chinese rule, it has more autonomy than the mainland, and its people more rights. The arrangement is known as one country, two systems. So Hong Kong, that means Hong Kong is capital system, and whereas the mainland China is communist system. So this is called one country, two system. But city leader Carrie Lam agreed to suspend the extradition bill. But demonstration developed to include demands for full democracy, and then inquiry into police actions. The bill was withdrawn in September, but there are thousands and thousands of people. They took to the street and protest, and the clashes between police and activists have become increasingly violent, with police fire like bullets and protesters attacking officers and throwing petrol bombs. So this is only two. I gave only two examples. Yes, there are so much more all over the world now, you see. This is all due to bad leaders in the society. Yeah. So this verse is actually Shingi's father, Shamika Rishi. Actually, he continued speaks to his son, because Shingi, due to immature, he cursed the great king. Parikshit Maharaj to die within 7 days. So upon hearing the curse from his immature son, Shamika Rishi, he spoke the following verses, including today's verse. In the purport to this verse, Srila Prabhupada is talking about the monarchical government and the Democrats. Actually, Prabhupada, he said that according to the Srimad Bhagavatam, the monarchical regime represents the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead. So the king is said to be representative of the absolute personality of Godhead, because he is trained to acquire the qualities of God to protect the living beings. So here is very important that, you know, the king has to be trained to acquire the quality of God in order to protect the living beings. So what are the qualities of God? So what are the qualities the king should have? So let's take a look. Actually, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna already listed the qualities of the king. Sri Bhagavan Vacha, Abhaya Satvasan Sudhir, Jnana Yoga Vyavastiti, Dhanan Damascharyaknascha, Swadhyaya Stabha Ajavam, Ahinsam Satya Krodas, Tyaga Shanti Apaishunam, Daya Puteshu Doluptavam, Madhavam Hir Achaparam, Teja Shama Didisocham, Atraho Nati Manita, Bhavanti Sambatan Daivin, Abhijatasha Bharata. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, fearlessness, purification of one's existence, cultivation of spiritual knowledge, charity, self-control, performance of sacrifice, study of the Vedas, austerity, simplicity, non-violence, truthfulness, freedom from anger, renunciation, tranquility, aversion to fault-finding, compassion for all living entities, freedom from covetousness, gentleness, modesty, sturdy determination, vigor, forgiveness, fortitude, cleanliness, and freedom from envy and from passion for honor. These transcendental qualities, O son of Bharat, belong to godly man endowed with divine nature. So Krishna, he listed here what the king should have, what qualities a king should have. But unfortunately, nowadays, we actually do not have such a nice king. Right. In the Maharaj Yudhisthira's regime, it is said that everything is so prosperous, just like in the prayers by Queen Kunti. She said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, all the cities and villages are flourishing in all respects because the herbs and grains are in abundance. The trees are full of fruits. The rivers are flowing. The hills are full of minerals. And the oceans full of wealth. And this is all due to your glancing over them. And in this verse, in the purport to this verse, Srila Prabhupada gave really wonderful explanation how the government should manage the citizens, how can be peace and prosperity in the society. So I want to read this, you know, to share with everyone. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he said, human prosperity flourishes by natural gifts and not by gigantic industrial enterprises. The gigantic industrial enterprises are products of a godless civilization, and they cause the destruction of the noble aim of human life. The more we go on increasing such troublesome industries to squeeze out the vital energy of the human being, the more there will be unrest and dissatisfaction of the people in general. Although a few only can live lavishly by exploitation, the natural gifts such as grains and vegetables, fruits, rivers, the hills of jewels and minerals, and the sea full of pearls are supplied by the order of the Supreme. And as he desires, material nature produces them in abundance or restricts them at the times. The natural law is that the human being may take advantage of these godly gifts by nature and satisfactorily flourish on them without being captivated by the exploitative motive of lording it over material nature. The more we attempt to exploit material nature according to our winds of enjoyment, the more we shall become entrapped by the reaction of such exploitative attempts. If we have sufficient grains, fruits, vegetables, and herbs, then what is necessary of running a slaughterhouse and kill poor animals? A man need not kill an animal if he has sufficient grains and vegetables to eat. The flow of water, the flow of river water fertilizes the fields, and there is more than what we need. Minerals are produced in the hills and the jewels in the ocean. If human civilization has sufficient grains, minerals, jewels, water, milk, etc., then why should it hanker after terrible industrial enterprises at the cost of the labor of some unfortunate men? But all these natural gifts are dependent on the mercy of the Lord. What we need, therefore, is to be obedient to the laws of the Lord and achieve the perfection of human life by devotional service. So I will just stop here. Is anyone has any comments and questions? Yes, please. Yes.
Thank you, Prabhu, for a very nice class. Rather short, I must add. Rather, like, finished before we expected it to finish, but otherwise very nice. And so I was noting, you know, how Prabhupada said about how the sage in the story, how he felt responsible for the actions of his son, and the consequential reactions of that action that would change society. And it struck me about the huge responsibility that he took, that he felt maybe because he didn't train his son properly, or because the Brahminical community didn't train the son properly, or something like that, that they would take the responsibility and the reactions for everything. And I was thinking about how, you know, Srila Prabhupada came and invested in us this huge culture, Vedic culture, which was, you know, dying out and becoming degraded in India. And he came to the West with the hope of planting that seed of knowledge in the fertile soil of the Western countries. And so I was, it just struck me again how how we carry such a responsibility to make sure that actually what Prabhupada taught and not what our personal agendas are is actually what takes place in ISKCON. Because the whole future of the planet is dependent on that. And it's so dependent. And if we misrepresent Srila Prabhupada, the consequences are huge. And I was also thinking about how you brought up about the natural wealth of the planet Earth. And part of Prabhupada's legacy was to show people an alternative lifestyle also. How to live with nature instead of exploiting nature. And that's also something that we've kind of like gone by the wayside in the last few years in our movement. And it is a huge responsibility also, along with many other things, but that's because those two things connected in your class, I connected that also. And my question is, where are the checks and balances within our movement if in the case that, we're not really, criticism is so heavily condemned. So if something is wrong, there's really very difficult to rectify, because everything has to go through a certain system, and that system is not really working. And therefore, how do we make sure that this movement does represent Srila Prabhupada and does do what it was created for? That's my question.
So that's why we, we have Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. You see, we have to always follow Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. If we make sure that whatever we are doing is following the orders of Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, then there will be definitely success in our preaching activities. Yeah. It's actually very simple, We just need to follow the teachings of Srila Prabhupada. Yeah. Yeah, like Niyantara Prabhu, he was telling us the other day in his class, we are a preaching movement. We should just follow the teachings of our founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, going out, distributing books, distributing prasadam, and have harinam. If we do this, definitely there will be success. Of course, we cannot expect that the whole world will be changed overnight. We can't expect that, It's a gradual process. Yeah. So is anybody has any other, Yes. Yes, Maharaj.
Thank you for a very wonderful class. Right out of the Shastras. You can't go wrong when you read the Shastras. So thanks. I don't have to question that at all. But I wanted to make one point. And that is, you mentioned a list of, a list of very good qualities that a Kshatriya should have, such as courage and strength and sacrificial mentality and surrender and humility and all of these. But I want to mention this, and it's very important, that even if a person has all these qualities and manifests all these qualities, if they are not dedicated for the purpose of serving and loving and pleasing the Supreme Lord, they are useless, totally worthless, and a society can still crumble, notwithstanding all these qualities, because it is not qualities that we depend upon. Qualities are good if they're dedicated to, devoted to, and consecrated to the loving service of Krishna. When Krishna is pleased as a result of that loving service, he then gives us his grace, gives us his kindness, gives us good weather, gives us lots of minerals, gives us all the things we need to further our spiritual progress and advancement. As I said, that's what the Western civilization is trying to do, just have some good qualities, righteousness and sacrifice and this and that, and that's going to keep the society running, not necessarily. We can see many people have nice qualities. They go to church, they go to synagogue, they go to the mosque, and they have virtues, but they don't dedicate it to. They don't devote it to. They're not giving it as a love offering, as Krishna says, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give, do it for me. So if we're not consciously doing it for Krishna, as it said, while it's nice to see virtues, it's not nice if they're not going to fulfill the real purpose of virtues, which is to please Krishna.
Yeah, thank you so much for your wonderful point. Actually, it is also said, Prabhupada also said in the purport to the previous verse, he said that the king should be a good king. He should be the representative of the absolute personality of God to Krishna. Yeah, so that means he should be a good devotee of Krishna, and he should make sure that the subjects he's ruling, they are all, you know, practicing devotional service to Krishna. And then, you know, everything auspicious will come. Right. Okay, yes, Prabhu.
That's a beautiful and wonderful purport that you just read, what Prabhupada explained in all the inconveniences of a big industrial civilization. So as we were going, it's a comment, as we were going on Sankirtan to distribute books with Bhrigu Pati, we saw at the peak of, you know, traffic time, thousands and thousands and millions of cars. And then I said, you know, even if we distribute these books to these people, to many of these people here, there's one thing that they have in mind. How to, as they read it, how can this be, will be benefit to me so I can keep just going the way life is in the city. So what's the ultimate benefit in one sense? They're just like, okay, what this book will give me to increase my power of my home, my family, society. So then I said, the conclusion will be actually, it's unfortunate, to, you know, I don't want to say this, but I don't really mean it that way, but it looks like Mother Earth has to shaken us up in a situation in which we don't have any other hope and get us out of the big cities. Just like, for example, I was telling him, if you have a person who is a drug addict and you can give all the counseling, you can give anything you want, all the knowledge, but if he doesn't get out of the environment, he will still go back to the same thing. So the point that I'm trying to make is that unless we, along with all the sadhu, guru, and shastra that you were quoting, and devotees faithfully follow, the routine will be the same for the citizens. You give the books, but they will still use it for what they want. But instead, if we have an alternative, if we have that, they say, oh, there are some people who are actually, you know, doing what can, you know, bring them out of that, if they have an option. So
that's a good point. That's why we need to establish the one ashram system. You know, we have to show people in general an example. That's a
thank
very
you
nice
very much.
Point.
Thank yeah. you, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu. So we will stop here. Thank you so much for coming. Gantraj Shrima Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaura Bhaktavinda Ki Jai. my broken English. Sorry. My President. Thank you for tolerating my broken English.